In the book of Romans, chapter 5, I want to look at a couple of verses that kind of tie in. I thought about this morning because my wife will once in a while send me some articles. She, I don't know where she gets all these things, but she'll get a lot of articles from different Christian publications that are sent to her via email. And the very best ones, she'll pick up and she'll share with me, and or she'll send them to me via email. And I read one of this morning. It just really touched my heart. And I'll tell you the story in a few moments. But I want to get a little grounding, a little foundation first. And it starts with just looking here at Romans chapter 5. And in verses 4 and 5 specifically, from the Amplified Bible. Well, let's go back to verse number 3 first. Verse number 3 says, "Moreover, let us also be full of joy now. Let us exalt and triumph in our troubles and rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that pressure and affliction and hardship produce patient and unswerving endurance." Verse number 4 says, "And endurance, fortitude." Endurance, fortitude, develops maturity of character. That's approved faith and tried integrity. And character of this sort produces the habit of joyful and confident hope of eternal salvation. Verse 5 says, "Such hope never disappoints or deludes or shames us, for God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who he has given to us." And then it wraps up in verse number 6. Well, at least it wraps up for us this morning. It, of course, goes on. But verse number 6 says, "While we were yet in weakness, powerless to help ourselves, at the fitting time, Christ died for, in behalf of, the ungodly." So in verse number 3, it's telling us that through Jesus Christ and through our relationship Jesus Christ, through what he did for us, we have access to all the things that he's given us. And moreover, because of what he did for us, that we should also be in full joy now. Now, that's where the Amplified reads that we should be in full joy now. Your life should be filled with his joy today. Here's the truth. As soon as you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Holy Spirit came inside of you. Your spirit, which was dead, was made alive. Your spirit, which was dead because of sin, was made alive because the Holy Spirit came into your being, came into your spirit, regenerated, created a new life. That's why it says we're new creations, because that which was dead, our spirit was made alive again. And the Holy Spirit dwells in there. And you may say, "Well, I can't feel the Holy Spirit." No, you can't, because you're trying to feel something with your natural senses, or with your carnal senses, or with your mental abilities, or with your emotions. That's not how you feel him. He's there inside, but those carnal things are never going to recognize or be able to feel the Holy Spirit. You just have to know that the Holy Spirit is in there. And the great thing is, one of the things the Holy Spirit brings with us into us as new creations is the joy of the Lord is in us. So even when we're going through times that are difficult, or times that are struggles, or times that are exacerbating, times that are just draining us of our hope and drain us just emotionally and physically in all ways, it's easy to give in to those things, but we have to remember that we can walk in joy. When it says, because of what Jesus did, we can even now also be full of joy now. That's not saying just reach for some joy and try to reel it in. You know, grab some joy that's not right now in you, but try to grab a hold of it and pull it into yourself. No, it's saying you can do that because that joy of the Lord is in you now. But Todd, I don't feel it. I understand. And again, you're not going to feel the spiritual things. The spiritual things, you will not be able to detect them or feel them with your natural emotions or your mind or your awareness, because they're spiritual. They're not carnal. Your mind, your emotions, all of those things are part of this natural physical realm. It's part of the carnal person that you are. So those carnal things are never going to understand, or never going to be drawn near, or never going to be able to perceive or understand the things of the spiritual realm. It's not going to happen. You just have to know that it's there. And so that joy of the Lord, which is just one of the things, but I'm focusing on that right now, that joy of the Lord is inside of you. You don't have to reach out and grab it. You don't have to go to God and say, "God, give me your joy." His joy is already dwelling inside of you. Now, if you understand that, the next question goes back to what we just said a few moments ago, but I don't feel that. How do I get that? If it's inside of me, I don't feel that. I'm not sure it's inside of me. If the Holy Spirit's inside of you, which He is, because if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Holy Spirit dwells in you. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit is in you, then all the characteristics and all the nature that is Jesus Christ is inside of you. And that's why you're redeemed. Because your spirit is made new. Your spirit is not going to be touched by your sin. You can fall short, but your spirit still remains truly redeemed in Jesus Christ. And so the Holy Spirit dwells inside of you. One of the characteristics or one of the things of the Holy Spirit is joy. That joy is in there. How do we bring that to the surface? We bring that to the surface by even in those times when you don't feel very much joy. You feel oppressed. You feel overwhelmed. You feel like you're being buried by the things of life. You start expressing that joy. That's why praise is such a powerful thing for us, because it unlocks for us what's inside, what is inside of us spiritually. Those things of the spiritual are not just going to overcome or overtake the things of your natural realm, the things of your natural being. The things of the Spirit will not just overtake those things. We have to bring them in. We have to usher them in. He's not going to just overpower the things of your mind. He's not going to overpower the things of the physical. If we allow it, if we usher it in, if we welcome it and usher it in, then these things will overcome those physical things then. Those spiritual things will overtake those natural things. But you know what? I don't feel joy. So I feel like I'd be a hypocrite if I started praising God and I started being all joyous. I don't feel it, so I'd be a hypocrite. Let me tell you something. If you forget everything else I say, remember this. And think about this. And let the Holy Spirit show you this today. You know when I'm truly being a hypocrite? I'm truly being a hypocrite when I allow myself to be brought down low, discouraged, and depressed. When I allow myself to be overwhelmed, when I express from my mouth those things that I feel in my emotions, that's when I'm being a hypocrite. Because if Jesus Christ is in me, verse number 3 says, moreover, let us also be full of joy now. Let us exalt and triumph in troubles and rejoice in sufferings, knowing that pressure and affliction and hardship produce patient and unswerving endurance. We're supposed to know that even in hardships, we are still supposed to exalt and triumph. Even in the troubles, we're supposed to do that. So I'm being a hypocrite most when I'm not joyful. I'm being a hypocrite most when I'm not exalting His name, even in the troubles and the triumphs. I'm being a hypocrite. Because what's inside of me, the Holy Spirit's inside of me. What's inside of me is the Holy Spirit, the nature, the character of the Holy Spirit is joy. I'm being a hypocrite, and I'm denying the things of the Holy Spirit. I'm denying the Holy Spirit joy that is in me. What's more real? What's more eternal? You know, I've talked about this before. There's the two realms, the natural realm and the spiritual realm. We think that the natural realm that we live in is the ultimate final reality, but it's not. This is all just temporary. The greater reality is the spiritual reality. So if the greater reality is a spiritual reality, and it is because it's eternal, these things, your flesh, if you're sitting in your car, if you're sitting at work, you know what you're doing at work, all those things are going to pass away. They're all temporary. But the things of the spiritual are eternal. So which is the greater of the two, the spiritual realm or the physical realm, the natural realm? Of course, the spiritual realm is the greater. So if I am denying the things that the Spirit is who He is, and what He's done, and who He is in me, if I deny those characteristics, I'm being a hypocrite. I'm saying that I'm believing the things that are transitory, these natural things, these physical things. I'm saying I believe those things more than I believe the things of Jesus Christ, the things of the spiritual realm, more than I believe that the Holy Spirit dwells within me. If I allow myself to be overwhelmed by circumstances and situations and hardships and trials, if I allow myself to be overwhelmed, I'm saying I believe those things are more permanent. And I believe the things that are transitory, the things are God. That's totally backwards. That's why it's hypocritical. I'm a hypocrite when I don't express joy, when I don't exalt his name, when I don't praise him and give thanks, even in the trials and the troubles and the difficulties and the struggles of life. I'm being a hypocrite because I'm denying the joy of the Lord that already dwells within me because the Holy Spirit's in me. So if I would say, well, I feel like I'm being a hypocrite when I start exalting the name of Jesus, but I don't feel it. I don't feel like praising him because I feel overwhelmed. So I'm being a hypocrite. No. What you're doing is you're giving place to your natural self. You're giving place to the natural man instead of giving place to the spiritual man, which is who you are as well. We're spirit, soul, and body. It's a part of who we are. We're the ones that get to choose. Listen, if I exalt and praise the name of Jesus, if I lift him up and I allow his joy to be manifested through the things that I say and through the way that I carry myself and through my demeanor in life, if I allow those things to come through and to come to pass, I'm saying that I believe in the things of the spiritual. I believe in the promises of Jesus Christ more than I believe in this situation. I'm not denying that the situation is real. I'm not denying that the physical situations are real. They are real, but they're transitory and they will pass. The things of the Spirit are not transitory. They're permanent. And so to truly not be hypocritical, I need to express joy in spite of the circumstances, in spite of the things that I feel, in spite of the things that my senses tell me, or my intellect, or my emotions tell me. Because all of those things are things of the carnal, things of the natural. Listen, what do you want to be tied to? Would you rather be tied to the things of God and all the promises that are there and all the victories that are there? Would you rather be tied to all those good things that he has for you? Or would you rather be tied to what it says here? The troubles, the sufferings, the pressures, the afflictions, all of those things in this life. Which would you rather be tied to? I'm not saying that you can avoid those troubles, because you're not. I'm not saying you're going to avoid the suffering. You're not going to avoid the trials. You're not going to avoid those things. Those things are going to come because we live in this natural world. You're not going to avoid them, but you don't want to be tied to them. How do you tie yourself to those things? You tie yourself to those things by allowing those things to dictate who you become and what you express. Because if I express my disappointment, if I express my frustration, if I express my doubts, if I express my hurts, my concerns, if I just keep expressing those things, if I express that I'm hurt and that I'm overwhelmed and I'm being crushed, if I lose all joy, I walk around with no joy of the Lord because of the things of life that oppress me, and those things will come. But if I express those things, I'm tying myself to those natural things. What I should be doing is tying myself to the spiritual things. Because again, both elements are present inside of me. I am tied by this flesh. I am tied to this natural realm. But I don't have to live there. I don't have to dwell there. I would rather tie myself. I still have to live in this world. But I'd rather tie myself to the things of God. I'd rather tie myself to the spiritual promises and all those good things and the good news and the victories and the overcoming that he has already established for me. I tie myself to those things by expressing that joy that is in me. Not because I feel the joy, but because I understand and I know that the joy of the Lord is in me. So I will express that joy even when hardships and troubles come. I'll express that joy. Because I know that it's in me. We need to change the way that we think and adapt the way that we look at things. We need to change so that when we look at things, we're not looking at it as those things of the natural are the final and the permanent. I need to look at myself and understand that I am spirit, soul, and body. The soul, which is my intellect, it's my personality, it's my will, it's those things that God created that are uniquely me. That's my soul. And of course, the body, the physical, I understand that. My soul and my body, two-thirds of who I am, yes, two-thirds of who I am are perceived in this natural realm. But a third of who I am, a third of who you are as a believer, is in the spiritual. It is tied and linked to the spiritual realm. And those spiritual things are just as true, but those spiritual things will not be discerned, nor understood, nor felt by your body or by your emotions or your mind, your thoughts, your feelings. You will not feel those things because your feelings are attached to these natural things, not to the spiritual things. So I have a choice to make every day. What am I going to believe? Am I going to believe the things of this natural realm, or am I going to believe what the promises of the Word say? Am I going to believe that because the Holy Spirit is in me, that part of what the Spirit, the promises of the Holy Spirit, part of the fruits of the Spirit is joy, and that joy is in me? I may not feel it, but that's okay. It's not a matter of feelings. Feelings are going to confuse you because feelings always take you back to those natural things. It takes you away from those spiritual truths. Choose to believe and understand that Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, dwells in you. And so the joy of the Lord is in you. Whether you feel it or not is irrelevant. Choose to understand that, know that, and choose to let that joy operate. Then that joy of the Lord that is in you, which won't just naturally of itself, will not just overtake those things of the natural realm, your soul, your feelings, your emotions. It won't just naturally overtake them. But if you believe it, you accept it, and you choose to express joy, you choose to exalt His name because you know that that's who you are and that's what's inside of you. Then once you do that, then those things of the Spirit will overtake all the feelings, all the emotions, and that peace that you're looking for and searching for will be yours. Didn't have time to share the story with you. Perhaps we'll have time to look at that tomorrow. We're looking at the book of Romans chapter 5. That's verses number 3, 4, and 5. And I hope today, Jesus, I thank you that each one of us, I thank you that you show us and demonstrate to each one of us the reality of who you are inside of us and all of those things that are your personality and your nature. Those things are inside of us. And because they're inside, we can have those things be paramount. Help us to set aside feelings and emotions and help us to bring forth, to grab hold of, to live in those qualities that are yours, that we can overcome, that we can endure. We praise you and thank you, Jesus. You be glorified. Amen. We'd love to have the chance to pray with you and to pray just for the joy of the Lord to be ever present, to be foremost in your life and in your words. Because as you can express those things again, those promises then start to overtake all those things of the natural, overtake those things of emotions and feelings.